Well, the radio show. This week I have loads of new music, too much to mention because I probably won't get to play half of them. And I have a double IPA, a mango IPA from Trouble Brewing. And I've also got Metal Man Spicy Berry Sour. Kicking us off, here's some Faith No More.
Love.
There you have Geezer off their self-titled album, and that song was One Leg Up. And then before that, off Sol Invictus, was Faint No More and Separation Anxiety. And moving along with some more new music, this is Mammoth, High Friends in Low Places, and the track is Drift.
Mine!
Narcos Danicos, Mania, and that's off their album from, I think it's only out, Body Cults. And if you fancy a bit of wig out, that'll do you. And then before that was Mammoth, The Rift, which, nice bit of heaviness to get us going this evening. I've just cracked open the first beer, had a Billy IPA to start off, and I'm on to the Metal Man Raspbeer Spicy and Berry Sour, which I'll give you the rundown on in a few more songs. Until then, I'm going to play something off the new Horns album. This is Telepath, it's the name of the album, and the song I'm going to play is In Fields of Lime. We'll be right back. 179. That's off their album Repeat Exposure 2. And then before that, Horns in Fields of Lime. Both class albums. And first beer tonight is Metal Man's Raz Beer. It's their Spicy Berry Sour. Now, just to fill you in, I had a Billy IPA beforehand, which is one of my own. So that's quite hoppy. And you might think that it would dull the taste buds slightly, but I don't know. Yeah, this is starting to cut through now. It's I'll give you the description on the Metal Man site. It's tart and refreshing. This soured beer is aged on raspberries and chilies to deliver a fruity kick and warming finish. It's a 5%er. It's available on keg, cask and cans. I got a can of it. And it's not overly sour. Not overly tart. And I'm not getting much in the lines of spice from it. But it is damn tasty. Yeah, it's lovely. I find a lot of sours, if they're not, I don't know whether it's in the brewing process, but if they're not properly soured, kettle sours, I find mostly they have this horrible fucking taste in them. This may be a kettle sour, I don't know, but this doesn't. It's tasty enough, has that nice sort of tartness you get from raspberries. Yeah, by all means, give it a go. It's surprisingly good. I didn't know what to expect from it, but it exceeded my expectations. So, moving on, I got the new one from Gaia, their EP Doomed Planet, and the album they brought out last year was fucking deadly. It was one of my favorites of the year. So I haven't listened to it yet, so I'm gonna totally pick a song out of it without knowing. So I'll go for the first one. This is Doomed Planet.
Yeah.
cut it short, dead off their album. Only Ghosts, and then before that was Gaia and Doomed Planet, title track of their new EP. Four songs on it, two around 10 minutes, two around 3 minutes. Value for money in anyone's book. Anyway, moving on to the next beer. I'm on to Trouble Brewing's. It's called The Grove. This is their Mango Double IPA. It is Trouble Brewing. They're one of them Irish breweries that haven't paid much attention to. They have a couple of alright drinks, like their Dice Bar last week, and they had their Sabotage, and it was damn tasty on draft. I've had it in bottles a few times and wasn't overly impressed with it. They had the Remix Lager in there before. I've had that on draft and it was tasty as well. It seems when I can get it on draft, it's usually decent, but bottles, I don't know what they do. But maybe I'm just wherever I'm buying them, it's not fresh enough. But they're an Irish brewery that's been going a few years. I've never enjoyed their packaging, but that's a total subjective thing, and I'd never knock a brewery on that, because some might say my taste in artwork is up my own hole. So it's all to do with the contents of the bottles, really. Right, this one is double IPA. It's coming in at 7.5%, which I'd consider a bit light. And yeah, on the very caramelly and a bit of fruitiness there as well. It it's not bad, but I don't know. It's got something going on there. It's kind of medium body. I did, like a double IPA. I like to be a bit chewier than that. And but it's okay, yeah. Nice smell off it. It's kind of a hazy, dark, coppery type colour. Not really copper, kind of a goldeny. Yeah, it's not bad. It's possibly the best Trouble Brewing I've had in a bottle. I'd like to try it on draft somewhere and see what that's like. But not bad. Could do with a bit more on the aftertaste. Just a bit more. Maybe that's where the bite's missing, is the fact it's only 7.5%. But it's decent. Decent. Right, moving on. I'm going to play some, like this year I was thinking I better compile my best of the year soon, and I was looking back through all the albums I got this year. It's been a fucking great year for music. It's been really good year. So it's going to be tough. I'm going to do 20 again rather than 10, because doing 10, it's just, yeah, it's more hassle than it's worth, because I'm not getting anywhere near enough. Right, I'm going to play something off the new Asteroid album. This is off 3, and this is Till Dawn.
Child till morning. Yeah.
that is Farflung Lupine off their album 5, which is out this year. Another great album that's been out this year. Just the list goes on. I'm gonna have to I'm gonna start this weekend on getting my list together. Right, we've pretty much got to the end of the show. So if you wanna get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com or on Twitter at HMD and Radio or the HMD Radio Show on Facebook. So until next week, I got a request in. This is for Marples. It's Colour House, and it's off their album, which is Temple. No, it's not off Temple. It's off the self-titled album, Colour House, and this song is Love. See you next week.